Welcome to Pain Talk, where we explore pain through a modern, science-based lens. We break down how pain really works, why it can persist, and what helps the nervous system begin to feel safe again, because pain is real. But so is change.
Today, we're going to talk about something really interesting. I'm going to talk about motivation. And this is something I feel very passionate about, especially when we're trying to support people who are living with chronic pain to start to make some progress in their life. What can often happen, especially when you're living with chronic pain, it can sometimes feel like your brain is working against you. And no matter what you do, it keeps pulling you back to the pain. But here's something really important, and it may be a little surprising, is that your brain does not want you to be in pain. It actually wants an off-ramp just as much as you do. So today we're going to talk about that off-ramp. We're going to talk about motivation, dopamine, and what is called the middle way. And this is really a philosophy from the Buddha. If I try to attempt to pronounce the Buddha's name, I'm sure I'll mess it up. So, but it is kind of curious about the origins of the middle way. And what happened is that the Buddha, after years of exploring two very different lifestyles, one of luxury and indulgence as a prince, and one of extreme self-denial and skepticism, the Buddha concluded that neither extreme led to freedom from suffering. So he proposed a different path, which was the middle way, a balanced approach between the extremes. So what it actually means in its original text is that it was referring to avoiding overindulgence, always seeking constant pleasure or relief, and avoiding self-denial or suppression, pushing through or ignoring your needs. Instead, it points towards a balanced, sustainable way of living. In Buddhist teaching, it closely ties to the Noble Eightfold Path, which outlines practical ways to live with wisdom, ethics, and mental clarity. So why it fits so well with chronic pain is that it really resonates. It's how naturally one can look at chronic pain and map it out. So not always chasing pain relief at all costs, which can actually increase the amount of threat your brain is perceiving, but also not ignoring or pushing through pain, which can also increase threat. But instead learning to feel safer with pain while still moving toward a meaningful life. And it's very much the simple way that we can reframe this is to think of the middle way as not about giving up or pushing through. It's about finding a steady path between fighting pain and fearing it, where you can begin to live again even while pain is present. And that's really important. And it's actually some of the principle that we'll often see with somatic tracking that we talked about in previous podcasts. I think just to kind of move into this podcast, we're going to talk initially about why pain starts to take over. So when pain becomes chronic, your brain can get stuck in this survival mode. And that means that your nervous system always is going to stay on high alert. Your fight or flight system is always on, and your brain becomes very focused on one thing, and that's safety. Because that's the job of your brain, is to keep you safe. And when your brain is focused on survival, it becomes less interested in things like joy and growth and curiosity, or even moving forward in your life. All of that energy and power is really kept in staying out of pain, but also preventing pain from getting worse. And that's why chronic pain can feel like it hijacks everything. So the question then becomes, how do we find a way forward when pain keeps pulling us back? And what's really important is that it's not an expensive tool. It's not something that's going to cost you a lot of money. It's something that all of us possess. And this is this really important neurochemical called dopamine. It's important to recognize that it's not going to be a special treatment or a hidden program. It's something your brain already uses every day, and that's dopamine. Now, most people think of dopamine as that pleasure chemical, but that's not quite right. Dopamine is really about wanting. It's the chemical of motivation, curiosity, anticipation, and drive. It's your brain's let's go signal. When you imagine something meaningful, like a goal or a connection or even a better day, dopamine starts to rise. It nudges you forward. It helps you take that next step. It's something that gets us really excited. So it's about the chase of working towards something. You know, if I'm working on something that spend a lot of time on, wanting to put together a paper to submit for a journal, you can spend months and months working on these papers. And when you finally kind of feel yourself sort of building towards submitting it, it's just so exciting. So it becomes that chase, that motivation that you want to move towards something. So, but sometimes that motivation can actually turn against you. So here's where it gets tricky, especially with pain. So dopamine doesn't, and this is just only recently, this research has been able to show this, because we always thought dopamine was more about moving towards something pleasurable, but we also know it can hijack the threat detection center. So it can actually keep you focused on avoiding things like pain or worsening pain. So dopamine doesn't just move us toward things, it also pushes away from things. This is what we call away from motivation. For example, pulling your hand away from a hot stove, avoiding something painful, trying to escape discomfort. That's your brain protecting you. But with chronic pain, that system can get stuck in that focus. Because it does make sense. If you're trying to move away from something acute, like a hot stove, it makes sense that you want to move away from that. But if you still get those signals and you're not really, your hand is not over a hot stove, but you still have intense pain, constantly moving away from that really kind of keeps you focused and stuck on staying out of pain. Instead of helping you move forward, your brain keeps trying to move you away from the pain. And that can sound like, I need to get rid of this. I can't live like this. I just need this to stop. And these are completely understandable thoughts. But over time, this starts to create a feedback loop. Your brain starts chasing relief, another test, another medication, another treatment, another explanation. And when relief doesn't last, something shifts. You might notice low energy, that brain fog, feeling stuck, losing motivation. And slowly the question changes from how do I live my life to how do I just get through this day? So there's the trap. And here's the paradox. The more your brain tries to escape pain, the more it can signal that pain is dangerous. So the more we fear pain and avoid pain, the more the brain is learning that it is dangerous. And when something feels dangerous, your brain does what it's designed to do. It's designed to increase protection. That is the protective output. That's how your brain gets you to act, gets you to do something, which can mean often more pain. So now you're stuck in a loop. You're in pain, you escape. That escape feeds back to more threat, and you end up with more pain. And here's another important piece. If your goal is no pain, your brain never reaches the finish line. No finish line means that there's no reward, and no reward means that dopamine drops. And that's where frustration and hopelessness can start to build. So a great example that we can talk about, you can see this in other areas. So we want to move away from pain for a second, because sometimes it can be hard to see pain in this context. But another area that is well recorded, people understand quite clearly, is when we look at the diet industry. So most diets start with, I want to get rid of something. That's away from motivation. At first it feels powerful, but then the brain senses restriction. It starts to feel more intensity, and it starts to feel more threat, especially when it triggers your survival mechanism around hunger. And it activates these survival systems, so hungers increase, cravings increase, and people often think, I failed, especially if they go ahead and eat something. But they didn't fail. The diet itself created the problem because it triggered your survival mechanism. And these mechanisms are very powerful. So you're not making hunger appear, but your brain is designed for protection and survival. So the brain did exactly what it was designed to do, is to protect you. So what's the alternative to all of this? Is really what we talk about when we start thinking about the middle way. So we shift from away from motivation to towards motivation. Instead of asking, how do I get rid of pain? We begin to ask, what can I move towards? And that might be, what I love to use is a positive sensation chart. So we often have core sensations or emotions, and then they can be described in different ways. Like when you look at something like contentment, sometimes that feels like safety. Sometimes it might feel, the positive sensation might be something like feeling more energy. It's really interesting when you get patients to pick the particular sensation that they want to move towards. Safety is probably one of the most common ones that I see. But there can be other things like, I want to move towards more connection, you know, with people in my life. I want to feel that I'm moving toward more purpose. I want to feel that I'm moving towards more movement that feels safe. I want to feel more curious. I want to have more meaningful goals. This is called towards motivation. And this is where dopamine can really help, because dopamine loves progress, even tiny progress. So when we talk about the middle way, what we're talking about really is not ignoring the pain. We're not talking about pushing through the pain or pretending it isn't real. It's this: learning to feel safer with pain while still moving towards a meaningful life. And this is the powerful shift, because now your life is no longer on hold waiting for pain to disappear. Instead, you begin building a life alongside recovery. So what does that look like? Well, sometimes we start very simply. For example, I might ask a patient, what do you want to feel in your body today? And they might say, I want to feel calm or steady or safe. And that becomes the goal, not pain-free, but feeling safer. From there, we start to build. That might include gentle movement, using supports like a walker for stability. I always frame walkers and walking sticks like pieces of exercise equipment, because a lot of patients I find don't like to use them. They feel like it's moving them backwards, when in fact what it does, it promotes movement that feels safe. Because what matters when you're living with chronic pain is that the movement has to feel safer. So we also may look at certain things that may be increasing the amount of threat the brain is experiencing, like certain medications. So if the medication is contributing to mental fog, or it's making you feel unsteady when you get up, that actually is going to increase the amount of fear you're going to have with movement, and it increases the amount of threat. So those are the things that we can explore. This is really classic with somatic tracking as well. So somatic tracking is learning to notice sensations with curiosity instead of fear. And at the end of the podcast today, I might try a little exercise that you can try. All of these send a message to the brain that you are safe. And that's what you're trying to do, is promote safety. Because what the brain is actually doing is misunderstanding how these threats in your life that are occurring, that they're actually not dangerous, even though they feel dangerous. And so your brain has got into that habit of producing pain as a protective output. So it's gonna be tough, especially when you try to bring in something new, because it makes sense. When we're trying to learn something new, there's a lot of resistance that often happens. And we always feel, especially if we've got these personality traits around perfectionism, or just actually making sure that we get it perfectly right, that sometimes we can never achieve that. So you almost have to expect some setbacks. That's part of the process. So what you want to do is plan for it. And sometimes this is where affirmations come in. So if you're working at something and trying to move towards that safety, or to move towards more movement, you want to develop affirmations that help you feel that you're making progress, that send good chemistry. And affirmations are kind of interesting, because sometimes when you're saying them, they sound really dumb. You know, you've got this, you can do this. I mean, you don't want toxic positivity. Like, you have to believe it yourself when you're actually talking to yourself in that way. But I do find, for me, what works well is that you've got this, you can do this. Or another one that works well for me is that I've been here before. It's been difficult before, but I've been able to get through it. I will get through this, and this will pass. These aren't just positive thoughts. They are signals of safety to your nervous system. So finding an affirmation that works for you, that talks to you, can be very, very helpful. Yeah. And so what we want people to do is to set new goals in their life. So rather than waiting until your pain is gone, that you're actually going to start living again, don't put your life on hold, because recovery doesn't usually work that way. Instead, it looks like a gradual return to confidence, to movement, connection, purpose, and joy. And the key is this: focus on progress, not perfection, because dopamine loves progress. We talked about that. Even very small steps can be huge. And you don't have to do this alone. If you feel stuck trying to do this, support matters. And there's so many good programs out there now. And I would really direct you to the Power Over Pain portal out of Pain Canada. I mean, if you Google paincanada.ca, you'll find some great resources. Just get curious on that webpage and explore things. They offer tools like how to develop some movement, some gentle movement, how you can help to regulate the nervous system to promote safety, how you can make some connections with other people, because like I said, this can be a very disconnecting and lonely illness to live with. And sometimes just knowing you're not alone is a powerful step forward. So in closing on this podcast, if there's one idea to take with you today, it's this: motivation does not start with white knuckling or willpower. It starts with action. It starts with a movement moving towards something. So one small step, then another. And over time, these steps begin to change the system. Now, that process is going to take time, but the important thing is you should never give up on yourself. If this episode resonates with you, share it with someone who might want to hear it. And as always, stay curious in this journey. So what I want to do now is maybe just try an exercise that you can try. just to practice, just briefly sort of feeling safe with pain, to also try some somatic tracking. So I'm just going to get the exercise here. We might be able to hopefully bring in a little bit of music. That might be a nice way to kind of try this. So what we're going to do is do this guided exercise to help you find your middle way today. And so what I want to do is just kind of take, just slow down for a little bit. And let's just take a few minutes together. And if you can, find a comfortable position, sitting or lying down, wherever you feel safe. You don't need to change your pain. You don't need to try and fix anything. All you want to do is just notice. So the first thing we're going to do is just check in with our pain. So take a slow, deep breath in and gently out. Now ask yourself, what is my pain like right now? If it feels safe to explore it. Is it a low intensity? Is it a moderate intensity? Or is it a high intensity? If that pain is a high intensity, you might just want to focus on tools that help you feel safe in this moment. So maybe just wiggle your fingers, or maybe just feel your toes wiggling. Things that are just going to help you come back to your body so that you can feel safe. You don't want to judge anything. You just want to notice. It's almost like trying to look at a fish tank and just watching fish swimming in the tank. So you're just observing things. Now bring your attention to your body. What do you feel? Is there tightness? Is there tension? Is there heaviness or fatigue? Try to quietly name it. See if it moves around. Start to look at other sensations or emotions that might come up while you're doing this. And sometimes because most times when we're experiencing pain, especially when we've had pain for a long time, a lot of these sensations come up and we don't think about them. We sort of react. Our bodies get into a habit of moving away from it. So try to pay attention of what comes up. Is there frustration? Do you feel a fear sensation or a panic? Do you feel a worry? Or is it something that you feel calm with? Or maybe it's just something really hard to describe. Whatever it is, it's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. Now, also start to begin to notice some patterns you might have. So just gently reflect, when pain shows up, what do I tend to do? Do I try to fight it? Do I tell myself I need to stop this? I need to get rid of this? Or do I try to avoid it? I better not move. I don't want to make this worse. Maybe it's a bit of both. Just notice, no judgment. Your system is doing exactly what it's designed to do, that's protect you. So what I want you to try and do is to actually try to explore the middle way. So we're going to try something a little bit different. So ask yourself, what would the middle way look like right now in this moment? So in the middle way might be that I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to avoid. I'm just going to kind of be with that sensation. Just one small step forward, something gentle, something safe enough. It might be just shifting my position, taking a few slow breaths, standing up for a moment, or simply softening my body. Let one small idea come to mind. And then what you're going to do is try to choose a safe signal. Now ask yourself, what do I want to feel more of right now? Do I want to feel calm? Do I want to feel steady? Do I need to feel supported? Or do I need to feel a little bit more ease from this pain? You don't need a big change. Even 5% or 1% is enough. So what could help you just move a little bit in that direction? And just see if that answer comes up. Now gently take that step, very slowly. So maybe that gentle step would be just even if you're lying down, if that's the safe place for you to be, is even just bringing one knee close up to your body and then bringing it back down again. There is no rush. As you do, just notice your body. Notice your breath. Maybe that sensation is just to bend your knees while you're lying down and just slowly rock your body back and forth. Because what may happen is that some sensations may come up. And the important thing is not to move away from that sensation, but just to allow yourself to feel that. Often these are what we call structural triggers. They're actually very normal. They don't mean that something dangerous is happening in your body. Notice that you are moving even with that pain. So as you continue, try to say something supportive to yourself. You might try these affirmations. I've got this. This is safe. I can go slow. This will pass. Or choose your own words even before you do the exercise and just let them land. Now, what we want to do is get you to pause again. And what do you notice? Maybe nothing has changed. Maybe something small has shifted. A little more ease, a little more space, a little more confidence, all of it counts. Now, what I want you to do at this time is just to take a really deep breath, if it feels safe to do it. And the important thing is that you're not trying to change your pain at all. And this is what's really interesting. You're not trying to change the pain. You're not trying to soften the pain. What you're trying to do is allow yourself to be present with the pain and then just observe it. So you're not waiting for that pain to disappear. You're teaching your brain something new, that you can be safe and still move forward. And that's how change starts to begin, one small step, then another. So if you find this exercise felt helpful, you can always come back to this anytime. And maybe today, later today, you can start asking yourself these simple questions. What do I want to move towards next? So I hope you enjoyed this Middle Way podcast today. I think it's so important that we start to focus on things that help us feel like we're making progress and not feeling unstuck. Until next week, I'm hoping to have an interview with Dr. David Jurlink coming up in the next couple of weeks. And he's a really interesting physician who has a specialty in pharmacology. So we are going to talk about different medications, in particular opiate analgesics. But if you have any topics you want to talk about, please send me a note. We're always happy to try and explore that. So we'll sign off for now. And listen, everyone, have a great week.